making it safe to engage. These theater programs are not for aspiring actors, but for angry, frightened, and obstreperous teenagers, or withdrawn, alcoholic, burned-out veterans. When they come to rehearsal, they slump into their chairs, fearful that others will immediately see what failures they are. Traumatized adolescents are a jumble. Inhibited, out of tune, inarticulate, uncoordinated, and purposeless. They are too hyper-aroused to notice what is going on around them. They are easily triggered and rely on action rather than words to discharge their feelings. All the directors I've worked with agree that the secret is to go slow and engage them bit by bit. The initial challenge is simply to get participants to be more present in the room. Here's Kevin Coleman, director of Shakespeare in the Courts, describing his work with teens when I interviewed him. First, we get them up and walking around the room. Then we start to create a balance in the space, so they're not walking aimlessly, but become aware of other people. Gradually, with little prompts, it becomes more complex. Just walk on your toes, or on your heels, or walk backwards. Then, when you bump into someone, scream and fall down. After maybe 30 prompts, they're out there waving their arms in the air, and we get a full body warm-up. But it's incremental. If you take too big a jump, you'll see them hit the wall. You have to make it safe for them to notice each other once their bodies are a little more free. I might use the prompt, "Don't make eye contact with anyone, just look at the floor." Most of them are thinking, "Great, I'm doing that already." But then I say, "Now, begin to notice people as you go by, but don't let them see you looking." And next, "Just make eye contact for a second." Then, "Now, no eye contact." "Now, contact." "Now, no contact." "Now make eye contact and hold it." "Too long." You'll know when it's too long because you'll either want to start dating that person or to have a fight with them. That's when it's too long. They don't make that kind of extended eye contact in their normal lives, not even with the person they're talking to. They don't know if that person is safe or not. So what you're doing is making it safe for them not to disappear when they make eye contact or when someone looks at them. Bit by bit, by bit, by bit. Traumatized adolescents are noticeably out of sync. In the Trauma Center's Trauma Drama program, we use mirroring exercises to help them get in tune with one another. They move their right arm up, and their partner mirrors it. They twirl, and their partner twirls in response. They begin to observe how body movements and facial expressions change, how their own natural movements differ from those of others, and how unaccustomed movements and expressions make them feel. Mirroring loosens their preoccupation with what other people think of them and helps them attune viscerally, not cognitively, to someone else's experience. When mirroring ends in giggles, it's a sure indication that our participants feel safe.